heading out to Canada because, yeah, it was, just everything fell into place because we're both Al Haymon fighters and, yeah, basically I was getting paid a lot more to go over there to defend it. I'm a confident fighter. I know I can beat him wherever, rings a ring. So I decided, yeah, let's do it.
The fight in Boston, amazing, against Durrell. I mean, have you had an incredible reaction since that from all the fans and everything?
I had a fantastic reaction from everyone. Everyone, well, you sit at the O2 when they showed my face and everyone was cheering. That was unbelievable. That's what boxing is about for me. Like, that's what I want. It's not about the money, the winning. For people around me respecting me and respecting what I've achieved and are proud of me, that's what it's about.
In Canada, though, you're expected to get a pretty hostile reception again. You thrive on that?
I thrive on it. I'm used to it. Look, Olympic gold medal in China, British title in Liverpool, world title in America. I'm meeting my first defence in Canada. It's all good.
And having seen what other fighters have done, you know, going to world titles and then having to go and defend in these sort of situations, people like Karl Froch going before you, I mean, are you thinking now you're stepping up top table?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, obviously the first defence. As Jim says, winning your world title is the easy bit, keeping it's the hard bit. So, yeah, obviously you're always stepping up. And Lucien Bou is a good fighter. Remember, this guy was world champion for 5 years. He had 10 defences. So this is going to be a tricky fight. But listen, I'm a confident guy and I'm confident going over there.
And you're looking back to what he was like in those days when he was, you know, when he fought Froch, that sort of era? Or are you looking at what he's done recently?
No, I'm looking at the Lucien Bou of 6 years ago when he was in his prime. And he was taking people out and he was unbeaten. So, yeah, I'm going to prepare for the best Lucien Bou. But listen, the best Lucien Bou against the best James DeGaulle, I went all day long.
And people have been calling you out. I mean, obviously George Groves' name comes up over and over again. Are you looking to sort of go on and fight in Vegas from now on and that get to that level rather than come back and fight someone who, you know, is from your past, if you like?
I'm a London boy. I'm proud to be British. I want to be defending my title over here, but obviously it makes sense going over to America and Canada and wherever. It makes more money and my profile over there as well. Obviously, I remember watching the likes of Prince Nazim Hamid growing up and him breaking America. And I'm doing exactly the same thing. I'm world champ, I'm earning good money, and I'm boxing America. So everything's good at the minute. So yeah, but hopefully I want to come back. I want to come back to London and defend my title. As I say, I'm proud to be English, British, and be fantastic to box in front of my home fans.
Well, we're talking here at the Emirates Stadium. How about this place?
Hopefully Emirates, man. Hopefully that's what it's about. Next summer it could happen. It's a possibility.
And someone like Martin Murray, if he went well...
He's the week before me. He's boxing the week before me. So if he goes to Germany and wins that, can you imagine that? Unify the titles next summer. So hopefully that can happen and be all good.